Speaking of bed, what happened to your sheet, boy?
I certainly wouldn't know. Perhaps it was stolen. I have warned you about intruders.
You mean somebody broke into this house just to take one of your dirty sheets?
If you were a bit more conscientious about doing the laundry, the description of that sheet would be somewhat different.
Okay, hand over that paper, Ignatius.
Are you really going to attempt to read aloud? I doubt whether my system could bear that trauma at the moment. Anyway, I'm looking at a very interesting article in the science column about mollusks.
Mrs. Riley snatched the paper from her son, leaving two little scraps of it in his hands.
Mother, is this offensive display of ill manners one of the results of your association with those Bolin Sicilians?
Shut up, Ignatius,
his mother said, leafing compulsively toward the classified section of the newspaper.
Tomorrow morning, you getting on that St. Charles trolley with the birds.
Huh?
Ignatius asked absently. He was wondering what he could write to Myrna now. The film seemed to have been ruined, too. Explaining the disaster of the crusade in a letter would be impossible.
What was that you said, mother of mine?
I said you getting on that trolley with the birds,
Mrs. Riley screamed.
That sounds appropriate.
When you come home again, you're gonna have you a job.
Apparently, Fortuna has decided upon another downward spin.
What?
Nothing.
Mrs. Levy lay prone on the motorized exercising board, its several sections prodding her ample body gently, nudging and kneading her soft white flesh like a loving baker. Winding her arms under the table, she held it tightly.
Oh,
she moaned softly and happily, nibbling on the section beneath her face.
Turn that thing off,
her husband's voice said somewhere behind her.
What?
Mrs. Levy raised her head and looked dreamily around.
What are you doing here? I thought you were staying in town for the races.
I changed my mind if it's okay with you.
Sure, it's okay with me. Do whatever you want. Don't let me tell you what to do. Have yourself a ball. See if I care.
Pardon me. I'm sorry I tore you away from the board.
Let's leave the board out of this if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm sorry if I insulted it.
Just leave my board out of it. That's all I said. I'm trying to be nice. I don't start the arguments around here.
Turn the damn thing on again and shut up. I'm going to take a shower.
You see, you're very excited over nothing. Don't take all your guilt feelings out on me.
What guilt feelings? What have I done?
You know what it is, Gus. You know how you've thrown your life away. A whole business down the drain. A chance to go nationwide. Your father's sweat and blood handed to you on a silver platter.
Ugh.
A growing concern failing.
Listen, I have a headache from trying to save that business today. That's why I didn't go to the races.